get angry, which will happen in a society so rife with annoyance, constant frustration, and institutions that no longer serve, don't reach for an automatic weapon. Grab a law book and your computer, or even a pen and paper. I'm going to tell you how I am suing DirecTV for some of their numerous consumer abuses. I am basing this on a lawsuit filed by the Federal Trade Commission on behalf of all consumers against DirecTV in the federal court, the U.S. Federal Court for the Northern District of California. My sole lawsuit is filed in the Arizona Superior Court, which is a state court. You'll have my complaint available to you. The FTC is filing under the Federal Trade Commission Act 15 U.S.C. Section 53B and 53H and Section 5 of the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act, Barron-Ruska 15 U.S.C. Section 4404. My complaint is based on 13 ARS 2941, 2918, and 44 Arizona Revised Statutes, Section 1523 and following. You can adapt the complaints to your own particular factual circumstance. The Federal Trade Commission is suing two corporate entities in California, DirecTV Group INC and DirecTV LLC. I am suing the DirecTV Group Inc. and DirecTV LLC. If you're in Arizona, you can look under the website for the Arizona Corporation Commission, DirecTV. What's the spelling? It's not the word direct and then TV. It's DirecTV consolidated. And you'll find both the corporate address and the statutory agent for each of them. You have to direct your summons to those statutory agents. Now, in your allegations, the first part of your complaint, you allege your factual circumstance. I repeated a lot of the allegations the FTC employs in federal court. As you will see, I asked that the court, the state court, employ judicial notice of the pleadings and findings in the federal case, in the civil case, for Arizona. A lot of your questions will be answered by reading the complaint. Now, you will need a service agency or the sheriff's office civil division in your county to serve the summons and copies of the complaint. I chose to limit my claim to the limit for compulsory arbitration, limiting the amount of the claim to $50,000 cash value regardless of the attorney's fees and court costs. To do that in Arizona, you have to file a compulsory arbitration form. I'll post that with my complaint. By doing this, you will have to notice that the corporate offices for purposes of the Arizona Corporation Commission are separate from what the corporate offices are for DirecTV's conduct of business, which is in fact a post office box 6550 in Greenwood Village, Colorado. The zip is 80155. Every state will have separate offices listed for the corporate entities, which will go by various names. DirecTV doesn't make it easy. I will tell you in subsequent addresses the attitude of the actual litigators. I imagine they will be much more conciliatory. It takes time and some power of the mind to do these things. Grabbing an automatic weapon is a lot more direct and a lot simpler and reduces our society to the level of ISIS. Pursue your legal remedy. It's an alternative to what we despise. And believe me, DirecTV only responds to litigation, not to direct physical threat.